Hundreds of mourners attended a memorial service today in Bam, Iran, to remember the tens of thousands of people killed in last Friday's earthquake. The service, on the official day of mourning, was held in a huge half-built new mosque, one of the few buildings left standing. The BBC's Alistair Leithhead attended the ceremony and prepared this report.
It's the first mass outpouring of grief this devastated city has seen. Among the mourners, tears streaming down their faces, were members of the Revolutionary Guard and the Red Crescent. They had to cope with much of the search and rescue operation immediately after the quake. Outside the mosque, the grief was palpable. Even the cleric broke down as he prayed for the dead. People are still piecing through the rubble, pulling out possessions, all that's left of their lives. Miraculously, 27-year-old Yadollah Sartmand, a shopkeeper, was discovered alive almost 6 days after the earthquake. He only survived because a wardrobe had fallen on him and prevented him from being crushed by the rubble. Doctors who have struggled to cope with the huge number of injured people will soon be moving into a huge field hospital being built from scratch in only 36 hours by the International Red Cross and Red Crescent, which will now coordinate all health provision in the city for the Ministry of Health. Richard Muntz is their medical coordinator.
In all these boxes you see pre-packed material which is stored in some European countries, in Finland, in Norway and in Germany, ready to go, just to pack. And this is all the medical material for a complete hospital that should be able to work independently for about 5 weeks.
Take me over to this side here and show me the operations going on. These guys are putting together these metal frames. What are these buildings going to be?
These buildings will be the so-called outpatient departments and the reception of the patients. We expect patients to enter here under these frames. Here they will be registered and checked and also triaged. And then finally they will either be treated or then admitted to the hospital.
This is a long-term project, not just emergency aid. The whole way the disaster is now being handled is moving towards medium-term relief aid for those people left behind. Halvor Farson Lauritsen is in charge of the hospital.
Our philosophy is that, first of all, this hospital should sit here for at least 1 year. We have to keep in mind that the emergency phase is now coming to an end, and this hospital will function as a new hospital for the population of Bam. And the hospital will have a capacity of 200 beds. It's a general hospital. And we will, from day one, integrate the local staff, both from the health ministry and from the Iranian Red Crescent. And after 2 to 3 months, they will hopefully be able to run this hospital by themselves.
As the sun sets on the seventh night, the first major period of mourning, the people remember as the mosque's call echoes around the empty streets.
That report from Bam, Iran, was prepared by the BBC's Alistair Leithhead.